The following program is brought to you in high definition. Rabbit Audio.
Suspended in time and space for a moment. This is Dave Rabbit's Hard Rock Podcast Show, which features artists and their music from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network, which is located at www.podshow.com. I live in a very private, kinky world of darkness, a universe whose dimensions are the size, thickness, and length of my Johnson. In here, in the vastness of space, in the void that is the internet, is an enemy known as isolation and boredom. It sits here waiting for you, waiting with the patience of eons, forever waiting. So put down your lotion and quit whacking off. Sit back, listen, and enjoy the ride. You've just crossed over from reality and entered the Rabbit Podcast Zone.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to show number 5. We've got a great show for you this evening. In addition to the normal new groups that we've introduced and that we are going to continue to introduce on the Rabbit Zone Hard Rock Show, we've got one group that you're going to be real surprised about that's on the PodSafe network right now. And our showcase rock group is going to be Iron Butterfly, so you're going to really love this show. Okay, let's get right to it. Band number one is called Departure. That's Departure. Their website is www.departure.de. Their bio says, rock band with 5 members, Tobias Vogel, 16, vocals and guitar, David Ehlers, 17, keyboard and organ, background vocal, Daniel Hoft, 16, guitar, background vocals, Sebastian Prosenbauer, 17, drums, background vocal, and Stefan Borowski, 18, bass. The group was founded in 2003. They're a German group, which is just outstanding because I have a lot of popularity over in Germany, and that's really where the propagation of Radio First Termer Saigon really started. So I'm really tickled to have a German group on board. Their song is titled Idols, and I think you're really going to like this song. Here they are, Departure in Idols. Continuing with hard acid rock music from new groups around the world, The Rabbit Zone. Idols by Departure. Moving on to the band number two is Dean Madonia. And Dean's website is www.deanmadonia.com. That's DEANMADONIA.com. The bio basically states Nashville-based pop rock artist with seven CDs. He has performed in over 40 bands and opened for acts like Newgrass Revival and Steve Vai. An IMAX DreamWorks documentary concert film featuring Dean with guest appearances by Jeff Buckley, Kevin Gilbert, and Nusrat Fatah, Ali Khan. It says that would be really cool, so I don't really know whether he really did that or that's just a fantasy of his. But it doesn't matter. His influence were Jeff Buckley, Kevin Gilbert, Peter Gabriel, Elton John, Sting, and Old Tory. He's from Tennessee. Please give a listen to Dean Madonia and his song, No Tomorrow.
Whatever your friends all say about me, it must be right. Must be wrong for me to be here tonight. Whatever you're thinking now about me, it must be wrong. 'Cause I'm right here where I don't belong. Right here where I know. Whenever you think about the love I would not take, what would you give to make my heart break? However you feel about the love I would not give, I only take the things I need to live, taking more than I can give.
Madonna, No Tomorrow. What a great song. Boy, band number three is really gonna, it really blew my mind when I saw that they were on the PodSafe Music Network, but the band Deep Purple. The original Deep Purple is on the PodSafe Music Network site. It says Deep Purple is an English hard rock band originally formed in London, England in 1968. Along with Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath, they are considered to be one of the pioneer contributors to the heavy metal and the hard rock genre, although they have never seen themselves as a heavy metal band. To date, the band has sold over 100 million albums. The lineup of Deep Purple features Ian Gillan on vocal, Ian Paice on drums, bassist Roger Glover, guitarist Steve Morse, and keyboardist Don Airey. Rapture of the Deep promises the continued presence of one of history's biggest rock bands. It says that right now that they're locating out of New York City. They had a couple of songs there that I wasn't really that familiar with. So I decided that I wanted to reprise Woman from Tokyo. And this is something that's live from one of their concerts, and I think you'll get a big kick out of it. Let's give a listen to Woman from Tokyo from Deep Purple. And the hits just keep on coming. The Big 69. The Rabbit Zone. Deep Purple. Man, those guys are out of sight. All right, guys, looking forward to more fabulous things from you guys, especially with the new album and your recent album that's come out. Our next band is Desired Response Theory. Their website is www.myspace.com/Desired Response Theory. That's DesiredResponseTheory. Their bio says they're rising from the ashes of a Tacoma area heavyweight medicine wheel, Before Christ, Throttle, and Mr. Grinch. The behemoth that is Desired Response Theory strives for one goal: to bring powerful, intelligent music to a world seemingly lacking in both. Originally consisting of Jason, Dan, Kevin, and Nick, their influences were Tool, A Perfect Circle, Evanescence, and Black Sabbath. They're out of Washington. Please give a listen to Preach.
Preachers! Preach on! Come on!
Boy, that was great. Desired Response Theory and Preach. Band number five is Die Zeitgeist. And they are from a country that is another one that is a huge fan base for the Dave Rabbit Radio First Term Experience, and especially the new show of the Rabbit Zone. That's Australia. Zeitgeist is an ambiguous German word which means spirit of the ages or spirit of a generation. Zeitgeist has a modern sound but carries the classic timeless feel. Zeitgeist has emerged from Perth, a small city in Western Australia, but the music has a distinctive global sound, and I couldn't agree more. They have a website. It's under construction. I'll go ahead and give it to you, though. It's www.vitaminic.com. That's www.vitaminic.com. Listen to these guys. This is really great stuff. First World Guilt. Die Zeitgeist.
Thank you.
really like that group a lot. And to quote a famous quotation from a dearly beloved Australian that I deeply loved and will miss terribly, Steve Irwin, all I got to say about that group is, crikey. Moving into the classic rock showcase, Iron Butterfly. Their website is www.ironbutterfly.com. That's www.ironbutterfly.com. The Los Angeles music climate of the late 60s and 70s was characterized by the heavy sounds and sentiments that reflected the revolutionary attitudes of the generation. Bursting onto that scene was a new group whose sound not only epitomized the hard attitudes of the youth with its heavy drumming and bass lines, but also embraced more delicate aspirations through its intricate guitar and keyboard overlays. Iron Butterfly was signed to ATCO Records, a division of Atlantic Records, in the spring of 1967 and released their first album, aptly titled Heavy, the following winter. While the band was on the road with the likes of The Doors, Jefferson Airplane, The Grateful Dead, Traffic, The Who, and Cream, their impressive debut stayed on Billboard's album charts for almost a year. In July of 1968, Iron Butterfly released the monumental LP In a Gotta Da Vida, featuring the 17-minute and 5-second long track that shook the entire music industry with its phenomenal reception. Vida outsold every record in the history of recorded music within the first year of its release, over 8 million copies sold, and therefore outgrew and outsold the standard of the music industry's Gold Album Award. For this achievement, Iron Butterfly was subsequently awarded the industry's very first Platinum Album. This historic award was created and presented by then-president of ATCO Records, Ahmet Ertürkçen, who went on to become the current CEO of the WEA Group. Most recently, Vida received the Multi-Platinum Award, and In a Gotta Da Vida stayed on the charts for 140 weeks, with 81 weeks in the top 10. To date, the album has sold in excess of 30 million copies and remains an undisputed classic in the archives of rock with DJs and audiophiles worldwide. My first exposure to Iron Butterfly was with a song that I heard called Soul Experience. Once I heard the song, I became an instant Iron Butterfly fan, and we previewed and did lots of Iron Butterfly songs on the Radio First Termer Saigon Vietnam show. Ladies and gentlemen, please join with me in listening to something special. Soul Experience. Iron Butterfly. Heavy sounds continue. The Rabbit Zone.
Be yourself and live a little. Don't bother painting your face. Tomorrow it may rain and colors run. Better it quench the flowers thirst. Don't be afraid to live a little. Don't be afraid of the people that belittle our love. Oh, our
yourselves to each other. Don't be afraid.
Butterfly, Soul Experience. And now the next song and final song for this episode is the short version of Inagata Devita. If you want to hear the 17-minute and 5-second version, you're just going to have to go out to your local music store and buy the CD. Guarantee you, it's a purchase well worth the money. Iron Butterfly, one of my absolute favorites. And as I said before, we now have listeners that total over 1 million worldwide. And we have listeners in China. We have listeners that are in Germany, France, England, Russia, Ireland, Canada, and throughout the Southeast Asian countries, and Brazil, and the Dominican Republic, and for all of you, and we have fans in Africa. So for all of you around the world who have become Dave Rabbit fans, I promise you one thing. You're always going to get great entertainment from the Dave Aru at www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. I'm going to leave you with the last song, Inagata Devita, Iron Butterfly. Cooking with the Big 69. The Rabbit Zone. See everybody on the next episode.
In a Godavita, honey, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a Godavita, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and walk this land? Please take my hand. Here I go.
And so concludes this journey into the mind and the musical adventures of Dave Rabbit. But if you return, soon, you'll find him right here, ready to bring you new episodes and highlights from the music of the PodSafe Music Network at podshow.com. And you'll find plenty more from Dave at his official podcast network home at daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, I'm Charlie Cooper wishing you safe travels through the Rabbit Zone.